Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to part 17 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Rain because of a description that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, where he compared us, the Ummah, to rain. When we compare raindrops, we're unable to tell the difference between them, and that is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us about. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about the previous ummahs and us, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the example of my ummah is like that of rain. You don't know whether the initial part of the rain is good or the latter part of the rain is good. So just like how we are unable to determine whether the rain that fell first benefited the earth soaked in water or the rain that fell later, the same example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used on us, we don't know whether the former or the latter will bring greater benefit to Islam. It could also have meant that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that those who come later, those like you and I, will be so similar to those who come before, will be so close that you won't be able to compare them. You won't know which one is in fact better. If you take two raindrops and you compare them and you say, well, they both look like water to me, I can't tell the difference. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving us some courage there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also giving us some encouragement. And that's also, it ties in with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Waqi'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the people of Jannah, and Allah says, "Kullatu min al-awwalin wa kullatu min al-akhirin." And the people of Jannah, a good number of them will be from the former people, and a good number, large number, will also be from those of the latter day. So for example, let's look at Ramadan being the month of the Quran, Ramadan being the month in which the Quran was revealed, Ramadan being the month in which Jibreel Amin used to come and listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and vice versa. Definitely it is the month of the Quran. So we had our predecessors, the Salaf, like Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah, who used to recite 60 Quran every Ramadan. Or Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to spend the entire night reciting a Quran in a single rak'ah. And later on, Sa'id ibn Jubayr and Imam al-Ahmad rahimahumullah, they did that as well. So when we regale with these narrations about how much of Quran the Salaf used to recite inside the Salah, outside of the Salah, we may become a little bit disillusioned, or we may feel like, well, we're never going to reach their rank and we're never going to reach their status. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us encouragement in that rain hadith. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the most beloved deeds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done regularly, even if they're little, even if they're small. So if your Ramadan schedule is to finish one Quran or two Qurans, you stick to it. Yes, it's wonderful to have higher ambition and to want to finish 17 Qurans and 18 Qurans, etc. But don't forget that acceptance lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitely, through his teachings, didn't tell us that the people who came before you were a whole lot better than you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah is like the rain. We don't know whether the initial part is better or the latter part will be better. I hope that's something faith positive for us to dwell on for the remainder of the day. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.